Youth is not a time of life. It is a state of mind.
青春不是年华，而是心境。青春是生命的源泉，在不息的涌流。来聆听生活的箴言，走进双语美文的世界。来 talk。请欣赏第一篇美文《多疑度的爱情》。In a cold winter, a cub had to move out from the luxury valley because of bankruptcy. The husband worked day and night to support the family, but with no care of his wife. So she thought, he doesn't love me anymore. He just cares his business, not me. 一个寒冷的冬天，一对夫妇因为破产不得不从豪宅里搬出。丈夫日夜辛勤工作以维持家庭开支，但没有时间关心妻子。于是妻子暗自想到，他不再爱我了，他只在乎他的个人事务而不是我。One day, she began to take a bath. She stopped, heard at the door. Let me take it first, okay? Why not let me shower first? She asked. I was tired, sweetie. It take it later, okay? She was totally depressed. 一天，妻子准备去洗澡，可丈夫在门口叫住了她。让我先洗吧，好吗？为什么不让我先洗呢？因为我很累，你等一下再洗吧，好吗？
Rise day. She found nothing to do and turned on his computer. A few words blurred her eyes. It was his diary.
一天，妻子无所事事，郁郁寡欢，于是她启动了丈夫的电脑，上面的几行字让她泪眼朦胧。她看到的是她的日记。
Today I was quite sad. She asked me why I was always taking the bus first, and I said to her I was exhausted. She was unhappy. In her mind, I treated her not as well as usual. But how can I do?
今天我很悲伤，因为她问我为什么总是我先洗澡，而我对她说，因为我太累了，想先洗。他心里不高兴，觉得我对他不像从前那么好了，但是我该怎么做呢？
I was not as rich as before. We moved to a small apartment. There was only a shower and a bathroom. It was so cold to take a shower in such a freezing winter. But I found that if one person took the shower first, the room could get a little warmer. So every time, I rushed to the bathroom first. I was thinking that when she took the shower, the room would get warmer. At least one, two, or three.
我不像以前那么富有，我们搬到了一个小公寓，只有一个沐浴间。在如此寒冷的冬天的洗澡真是冻死人了。但我发现，如果一个人先洗淋浴的话，浴室内就会暖和一些，所以每次我都第一个抢着去浴室。我想等他进去浴室时，至少暖和一两度吧。
Now, I can give her the comfortable life, bring her to the luxury restaurant, but expensive dresses for her, but at least, I can give her one love.
现在我不能给她舒适的生活，带她去高级餐厅，给她买漂亮的衣服，但至少我还能给她一摄氏度的爱情。
请欣赏第二篇美文。曾有一只风筝害怕飞上天。
It was a perfect day to fly a kite. The sun was warm, the breeze was right. The air was fresh with the sweet perfume of floral trees in springtime bloom. After the long, boring winter,Kids everywhere couldn't wait for the chance to go dance in the air. To somersault freely to the gongs of song. Every kid was excited. Well, as a kid but one.
那是个放风筝的好日子，太阳暖烘烘的，风也刚刚好。正值春日花期，空气中弥漫着花开树木的甜香，无比清新。在度过了漫长又百无聊赖的冬天之后，各处的风筝都等不及在空中翩翩起舞的机会，要自由自在地翻筋斗，要呈之字形向太阳靠近。每只风筝都很兴奋，只有一只是例外的。
In the back of the closet, looking how guard and sing, frightened one lonely kite that prefers to stay in. He was diamond in shape, half red and half white, with a pretty rock tail, meant to steady his flight. His lines were so classic, you may think with a sound that you'veSing heard before in some child's guide. But he didn't like flying. Well, that isn't quite right. It wasn't the flying so much as the height.
在一个柜子深处， 有一只孤零零的风筝，看起来有点憔悴且消瘦。它无比烦躁，宁愿留在柜子里。它的外形呈菱形，一半红色一半白色，下面有一个布做的蝴蝶结形状的尾巴，帮助它在飞行时保持平衡。它的轮廓线那么经典，你可能会心生感叹，感觉儿时曾在天空中见过它。但是这只风筝不喜欢飞行。哦，这么说也不全对，比起飞起来这件事，困扰它更多的是高度的问题。
You see, the higher the flight, the further the fall. It was the way she scared the cage most of all. From the park nearby, in cold laughter and joy, the cage knew it wouldn't be long till his boy would burst into the closet to cart him away from another embarrassing public display.你看，飞得越高，摔得越远，就是这一点最让这只风筝感到害怕。附近的公园里回荡着大笑声和欢叫声，风筝不知道用多久，它的男孩主人就会冲到柜子里拽它出去，开始另一场让人窘迫的公开表演。现在是北京时间21:56. Our program is over now. We will see you next Thursday. 我是 Mia.
我是 Sakura. 我们下期再见。